grotesque parody of language, Israel's Operation Summer Rains has imperiled access to potable water for hundreds of thousands of Palestinians in Gaza. The operation, whose proximate cause was a military operation by the Popular Resistance Committees affiliated with Hamas, in which two Israeli soldiers were killed and one, Corporal Gilad Shalit, taken captive, has involved the bombing of Gaza's only power plant, leaving perhaps 750,000 people without electrical power, airstrikes on numerous Palestinian government offices, and the wholesale abduction of roughly one-third of Palestine's elected legislators. Officially, this action is designed to rescue Shalit, with some of the smaller operations aimed at suppressing the ability of militants in some parts of Gaza to fire their inaccurate and utterly ineffective Qassam rockets into a handful of small Israeli towns. This is undoubtedly true in some very loose sense. The timing of the assault is directly related to Shalit's capture, and the Qassam attacks have been a major political issue in Israel. Of course, what is unspoken but understood by all Israelis is that the military nature of the assault is designed more to make sure that Shalit is killed, and thus no longer in custody, than to rescue him alive, the most important thing being inoculating him against the moral contagion engendered by exposure to the Palestinian heart of darkness. This operation also, however, fits closely into and derives from two larger stories. The first is Israeli Prime Minister Ehud Olmert's so-called convergence plan, which builds on the logic of the Gaza disengagement to complete a plan for unilateral Israeli solution of the Palestinian problem. As outlined to the Wall Street Journal in April, the plan calls for the removal of roughly 70,000 of the 250,000 settlers in the non-Jerusalem part of the West Bank, while annexing large chunks of the West Bank and sealing off the rest. The logic of this plan is severely imperiled when the Palestinians fight back by shooting missiles over the, quote, security fences. While it's an improvement over previous right-wing Israeli dreams of annexing the whole West Bank, it would destroy even the incredibly limited potential viability of the future Palestinian protectorate, usually referred to with the code word state. The other story is the Bush administration's legendary dedication to democracy. The January 26th elections, for which the administration pushed against all advice from its allies, including the Israeli government and Mahmoud Abbas, confident in its ability to manipulate the results by spreading over $2 million in USAID money, proved a real black eye for Bush when Hamas won. Since then, the United States has embarked on a full-scale regime change plan designed to bring down the Hamas government by cutting off all access to outside money. The Palestinian government spends about $165 million a month, of which only $35 million is internally generated by tax revenues. Israel collects $50 to $60 million per month in taxes that belong to the PA, the United States gives it about $400 million per year, and the EU gives about $600 million. All of those funds have been cut off. Because of rules promulgated by the U.S. Treasury Department's Office of Foreign Assets Control in April, even the Palestine Monetary Fund and the Palestine Investment Fund, which contributes $170 million a year to the PA budget, as well as other Palestinian and Arab financial institutions, have been forced to cut off the PA. By starving the government of needed funds, and then giving some money to NGOs and organizations over which it hopes to have greater influence under the guise of humanitarian aid, the Bush administration planned to undermine Palestinian support for its own elected government. According to an International Crisis Group report, it even considered a wholesale shutdown of all social services provided by the government, including education and healthcare, and replacement of them by NGO-provided services. Only when told by people who actually know something about the situation on the ground, like Quartet Special Envoy James Wolfensohn, that this was absolutely impossible, did the United States back off. Since January, we have seen the particularly shocking spectacle of the entire world collaborating in the openly declared destruction of a democratically elected government at the behest of the United States and Israel. It cloaked itself transparently in the language of the war on terrorism, even at a time when Hamas was not carrying out attacks and was indicating willingness for serious negotiations with Israel, and it was implemented with shocking speed, even though the collateral damage would be the Palestinian people. Perhaps Israel's summer rains will wash away that cloak, and someone somewhere will stand up for democracy once again. For Empire Notes, this is Rahul Mahajan.